For some time now, I've had several projects in front of me. The problem's been that I couldn't decide which one to move forward with. So as a result, pretty much just spinning my wheels, making no progress with any of them. I asked God for direction and what he wants me to do. My answer came very quickly. Started seeing news stories in the various news feeds that I have. Focus was on photography. They had information about professional photography, marketplaces for photos, various ways photos can be sold. Why did all this serve as my answer? Because one of the projects I was undecided about involved my photography. This is one of the ways that God works in our life. He provides you with his direction and his guidance with signs. Now, if you're expecting the burning bush that Moses got, well, that will rarely happen that way. This is because God wants us to be alert and be on guard. This is our instruction from Jesus that we find in Luke chapter 21, verse 36. Watch, therefore, and pray always that you may be counted worthy to escape all these things that will come to pass and to stand before the Son of Man. The key word is to be awake, because when you're asleep, what do you see? Right, darkness. It's only when we're awake that we see God's light through his love and through his signs. Let's turn to 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verses 5 and 6. You're all sons of light and sons of the day. We are not of the night nor of darkness. Therefore, let us not sleep as others do, but let us watch and be sober. And when we ask of God, he does not respond with an appointment for us, for when we'll receive his answer. We don't get that little card with the date and time written on it. Instead, we are to do what Paul instructs in Ephesians chapter 6, verse 18, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, being watchful to this end, with all perseverance and supplication for all the saints. By the way, supplication, that's a request or a prayer for help. The mistake people make is saying that if they receive a sign, then they'll believe and have faith. That's completely, totally opposite to what Jesus tells us in Matthew chapter 9, verse 29. According to your faith, let it be to you. When we have faith, we open the door for Jesus to come in and be with us. Romans chapter 5, verses 1 and 2, I think makes this very clear. Therefore, having been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom also we have access by faith into this grace in which we stand and rejoice in hope of the glory of God. Faith also places us in very good company. This is revealed to us in Galatians chapter 3, verse 9, so then those who are of faith are blessed with believing Abraham. So how about that? You're in the click with Abraham when you are full in faith. The question becomes, when you ask, what exactly are you going to receive? Well, that's because God already knows what you actually need, which won't always be what you are wanting when you ask. Let's turn to Psalm chapter 44, verse 21. Would not God search this out, for he knows the secrets of the heart? Jesus magnifies this truth in Luke chapter 16, verse 15. And he, meaning Jesus, said to them, you are those who justify yourselves before men, but God knows your hearts. For what is highly esteemed among men is an abomination in the sight of God. As a summary, when we ask for God's guidance, we ask with faith. Then we wait, which is what we're instructed to do in Psalm chapter 27, verse 14. Wait on the Lord, be of good courage, and he shall strengthen your hearts. Wait, I say, on the Lord. We are to watch in the way that Jesus teaches. In Mark chapter 14, verse 38, watch and pray lest you enter into temptation. The spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. Now, on a related note, to be alert for those temptations of Satan pretending to have our answers. We're warned about this in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 9. The coming of the lawless one is according to the working of Satan with all power, signs, and lying wonders. And finally, rejoice for what we receive, as we're taught in Philippians chapter 4, verse 4. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say, rejoice.